Track 129.
On the top shelf on the right is an example of Burmese glass, which was another design patented by Shirley in 1885. This particular kind of glass is made by mixing uranium oxide and gold into the batch to produce the deep coral pink that shades down to translucent yellow on the bottom. Shirley gave Burmese glass to both President Grover Cleveland, who was a summer resident of Marion in between his presidential terms, and Queen Victoria in 1886. According to myth, the glass got its name from Victoria, who upon seeing it exclaimed that it reminded her of a Burmese sunset. Just to the left of the central silver piece is a small purplish vase, and this is called peach blow glass, and it shades from dusty rose at the top to fading bluish white at the base. And the forms and shapes followed those created in Burmese, also patented by Frederick Shirley in 1886. Pieces were similarly decorated with enamel or painted embellishments, including designs meant to mimic embroidery and inscriptions in verse. Peach blow was not especially popular, and production lasted for only 2 years, making it one of the rarest and most collectible now of Mount Washington glass lines. In the back of the top shelf of this case is perhaps the most sought-after glass line at Mount Washington, Royal Flemish glass, which was created by Albert Steffen in 1888 and patented in 1894. The base for the glass is clear and transparent, with acid etching producing matte surfaces. Colored enamels were fired to the inside of the glass to create the illusion of stained glass. Each piece was hand-decorated with gold relief and featured popular motifs, including coins and peacocks. One of the most important developments in New Bedford glass is the connection between sterling silver from the Pearpoint Company and glass from the Mount Washington Company when these two companies merged in 1894. On the lower shelf are some other examples of silver from the Pearpoint Company, and also two exceptions to the New Bedford glass, which are two baccarat candlesticks that look like sea monsters. We included these in this exhibition, even though they are not of New Bedford origin, because they're also influenced by nature, and they're important examples of unique art glass from this period. Those two baccarat pieces are Vaseline glass, which is a milky yellow glass, named because of its resemblance to petroleum jelly, which is a large part of our whaling story. The term can also describe glass of various cuts that range in color from transparent yellow to bright green. It gets the color from small amounts of uranium in the glass, which causes it to glow electric green under UV light, and it produces a small amount of radiation similar to what you would experience with a modern television set.